Hasta la vista, baby.
Tuned in to the Pop Drones Show, airing every Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. to 11:30. Got an hour and a half of brand spanking new music for you. Got a little spotlight on the great country of Australia and the many bands coming out of there now. So we got some stuff from The Terrible Truth, Lower Plenty, Bushwalking, Pete Twins, Scott and Charlene's Wedding, Constant Mongrel, Martyr Privates. I gotta check in with Ride the Snake Records in there, last couple 7 inches. A couple tapes here, new stuff here from Monomyth from Halifax. And some new stuff from some local band named Cowards. Gonna talk about their upcoming show and their forthcoming 7-inch. And plenty of more to come. Right now we're gonna dip into the newest split LP from Palmist Records. A label that seems to just do split LPs. I believe I played the U.S. Girls Slim Twig split and the Bitches and Yuppies split from last year. The newest one they have out now is two bands from Portland. First one up here is The Wines. This is their first release since the follow-up on their debut LP on Meds. So this is called Belt of Scalps. That's from their split LP with Burning Yellows, released on the Palmist Records label.
A velvet darkening sky. an inmate at Hennepin County Adult Correctional Facility. This call is subject to recording and monitoring. To accept charges, press 1. To refuse charges, press 2. Thank you for using Securus. You may start the conversation now.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola. No marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
You're listening to the Pop Drones Show. The last track that we heard there was from Burning Yellows from Portland, Oregon. That's a husband and wife duo following up on a string of 7 inches, mostly released on the Hozak Records label. That song there is called Midwaste, and it's taken from a split LP released on Palmist Records. And the other side was The Wines, which is the track we heard before that, also from Portland, Oregon. And that's a follow-up to their LP on Meds Records. The song we heard there was called Belt of Scalps. Right now we're going to get into a big chunk of a great new Australian music. If you listen to the show on a semi-regular basis, you'll know I play a lot of Australian bands. It just seems to be endless. A lot of great 7-inches LPs and cassettes just flooding out. All in the kind of DIY post-punk vein, most of it, though there has been some interesting electronic music. We'll get to a show on that in the future. Right now, we're going to focus on the kind of garagey end of things. We're going to play, start off the set here with Lower Plenty. This is actually something, an album I've pulled a couple tracks off before in the past few weeks. They have a new LP called Hard Rubbish. They're from Melbourne. The LP's been released on Special Award Records, and they actually feature members of many other great Australian bands, including Def Wish, UV Race, and Total Control. In fact, as we come back, you'll see a lot of these bands are very incestuous. All of them sort of sharing members. Anyone in Vancouver's music community should be familiar with that sort of incestuousness in the scene. Nonetheless, lots of great music coming out. So we'll start things off here with the great Australian garage rock run here with Lower Plenty. The track here is called Strange Beast.
Thank you.
and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
AudioPile is celebrating 10 years of buying and selling the greatest music ever put to wax. Located at 2016 Commercial Drive and open every day from 11 to 7, AudioPile is celebrating this milestone with their greatest sale ever. Visit AudioPile on Saturday, July 21st and Sunday, July 22nd for free vegan cupcakes, as well as 25% off all new music and a huge 50% off all used music. It's been 10 years in the making, so don't miss this event. And visit AudioPile.com for more music news and info.
Still tuned in to the Pop Drones show. Last track that we heard there was from a new group from Australia called Bush Walking. LP called First Time, just released on a new label called Army of Bad Luck, run by Josh from the band Deer Hunter. A song there was called 17 Once. They're from Melbourne, featuring members of bands, songs, and Kess, who I've never heard of, neither of those bands, but Fabulous Diamonds, one of the members of Fabulous Diamonds in that group there, played some of their stuff from their records in the past. Before that was the band Terrible Truce. We heard two of their songs in a row, both taken from separate 7-inches. The last one was No Wind, No Waves, and that was released on Bedroom Suck, also a label based out of Australia. And before that was Lift Weights, taken from, originally released on a 7-inch late last year on an Australian label called Small Town City Living. Mexican Summer is actually putting out their first American, or at least North American release, for stateside. Some of these records are really hard to get a hold of, being in Australia, and then by the time they get here, a 7-inch can be well over $10. But yeah, some great American labels like Mexican Summer coming to the rescue and putting out these things a lot cheaper and domestically. Anyways, Terrible Truths are from Adelaide. Peak Twins right before that with Your Love, taken from their split with Scott and Charlene's Wedding. And that was released, that's a co-release between Iowa City's Night People Records and the aforementioned Bedroom Suck. Peak Twins are based out of Melbourne, featuring members of Kitchen's Floor, Bitch Prefect, and the aforementioned Terrible Truths. Peak Twins, one of my favorite new groups from that whole Australian scene right now. I would definitely recommend picking that one up. Lower Plenty, starting off that set there with Strange Beast. That's from their LP Hard Rubbish, released on Special Award Records. They're from Melbourne, members of UV Race, Total Control, and Def Wish. Got a little bit more Australia in here before you. Before we get back to some, we got some Canadian stuff coming up in a bit, but I'm going to go with the Scott and Charlene's Wedding band here. I guess the name is somewhat of a reference to some sort of popular Australian soap opera that we probably have absolutely no clue about. Anyways, that's taken from their split with Peak Twins. The track here is called Hazy Morning.
You've been troubled. You've been broke. You've been hungry. No job, no money. The one you love has deserted you. That makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
Here's how he feels about it. Blues ain't nothing but a man. Good man feeling bad, no how. That's all that is.
You were listening to the Pop Drones Show. Last song that we heard there was from Australia's Constant Mongrel. It's a duo from Melbourne. Ending off our little spotlight on great new bands from Australia. That record called Everything Goes Wrong. That's also the name of the song that we played. Anyways, that record was released on the American label 8081 and a split release with the Australian RIP Society. And then right before that, we heard Native Son from the Martyr Privates, and that was taken from a 7-inch released actually on a French label called Bon Voyage. That group there is from Brisbane. And then Scott and Charlene's Wedding. Right before that with Hazy Morning, that's taken from a split LP released with Peak Twins. And put out by the American label, Night People, and in Australia. You can get that through Bedroom Suck. Between those two labels, they will be releasing more Australian bands. Apparently, a lot of them will be splits, and so we'll be hearing more of those in the future. And yeah, you'll be able to get those for decent prices rather than paying the crazy import prices from Australia. Anyways, we're going to get into a couple bands here from Montreal. First one up is No Joy, who were actually in town last week supporting Lower Dens. They have a new 12-inch on the Mexican summer label called Negaverse. This track here is called Yang San Panku.
final showcase for this year's session of Girls Rock Camp takes place Saturday, July 14th at the Rio Theatre at 2:30 p.m. Will feature eight bands of 8 to 18-year-old girls that were formed less than a week earlier. They'll perform the original songs they wrote during camp. Girls Rock Camp is a social profit organization that works to build self-esteem in female youth through music creation and performance. Tickets are $10 at Audiopile, Red Cat Records, or at the door. This could be the funnest, cutest, and weirdest show you'll see all year.
Still listening to the Pop Drones show. Last track we heard there was from Halifax's Monomyth, taken from their self-titled cassette and self-released as well. A track there was called Sacred Hand. Monomyth actually came through town all the way from Halifax just after playing that festival, Sled Island, in Calgary. Anyways, picked up one of their tapes and, pleasantly surprised there. Great band. Check them out next time they come through town. Sheer Agony from Montreal. Right before that, with their 7-inch on Fixture Records. Track there was called She's an Artist. And No Joy, also from Montreal, right before that, with Negaverse. With Yang Sen Panku, taken from their 12-inch called Negaverse, released on the Mexican Summer label. Right now, we're going to play a couple tracks here from the great Ride the Snake Records. He doesn't put out a lot of stuff, but when he does, everything seems to kind of catch my ear. Absolutely great label. I think he's based out of Massachusetts there, signing up a lot of bands from that area. So right now, we're going to hear a track from SoCal, who's actually a solo artist from Ireland. He's had a string of releases across a ton of labels since about 2007. And this is his newest 7-inch here. The track is called GMT.
The strangest way of helping this thing we have.
Winnie Cooper presents the Thursday Concert Series at 560. With one of the biggest video walls in North America, 560 is quickly becoming one of the nicest venues Vancouver has to offer. It currently houses four floors, each presenting you with a different musical vibe. In the coming months, the Thursday Concert Series will showcase some of the biggest local and international acts to hit town. The Thursday Concert Series at 560 Club, located at 560 Seymour Street in Vancouver, BC, presented by Winnie Cooper.
You are listening to the Pop Drones Show, getting ready to wrap things up here. Last track there was from Lantern, a band featuring an ex-Canadian now living in Philadelphia. They have a great new cassette on Bathetic. Following up a couple other cassettes on the Night People label. The track there was called Dream Mine Vocals, taken from a cassette called Dream Mine as well. Cowards right before that. One of my favorite local bands. They will be playing a show at the Zoo Shop with a noise rock duo called Haunted Horses. They're coming up from Seattle, and they'll also be supported by White Poppy, who played many a times on the show here since that great Not Fun cassette has come out. Anyways, that track there was called Entry Level Cult. Coward should have a self-release 7-inch available at that show as well, so bring an extra couple bucks. Nice Face right before that with Liaison, and that's taken from Horizon Fires, a new LP on Hozak. Nice Face is the one-man band of Ian McGee, based out of New York City there for a bit, and hanging around a lot of the bands that were coming out of the Sacred Bones, Hozak kind of triangle there. Other bands like Pink Noise and Gary War. Anyways, he's recently moved out of New York, and kind of changed up the vibe a little bit. Cuffs, right before that, from Cambridge, Massachusetts. That was a song called Private View, taken from a 7-inch released by Ride the Snake. And Cuffs actually features former members of Big Trouble, Reports, and the great Major Stars. Great to see those guys still doing stuff. SoCow from Ireland, right before that, with GMT, taken from a 7-inch, also released on Ride the Snake Records. I'm going to end things off here, and I'm just going to play two more tracks before we get out of the station here and do the student hour. First one up here is from Lumerians. It's taken from their new LP called Transmission from the Telos Volume 4, just released on the Permanent Records label. And then one last heavy psych track here from a great new band called White Mana. That song's going to be called Keep Your Lantern Burning, and that's from their self-titled LP released on the Holy Mountain Records label. That's it for the show this week, folks. We will see you next Wednesday morning and at 10 a.m., thank you for tuning in this week.